Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97 on the ticket. 248-539-9797. Let's talk about our baseball team, shall we? Man, they're good. Back atop the standings for the entire league, two games clear of the Dodgers. Dodgers aren't exactly healthy. I saw something today on the Dodgers. And I mean, hell, let's spend much of our time comparing ourselves to the Dodgers, right? Dodgers are spending more money on players that aren't playing for them than the Brewers or Rays are paying their active players. The Brewers or Rays are in our playoff spot. The Dodgers are spending more money on players that currently aren't playing for them than the Brewers or Rays are paying on their entire roster.
Well, I believe that, given that the Brewers and Rays have a payroll that's probably below $100 million. And I'm not sure who's out for the Dodgers, but they've got a ton of high-priced players, so that can make sense.
They have $132 million wrapped up in injured players right now.
Oh.
The Dodgers have used 34 pitchers. 34.
What? How many?
34 pitchers.
What?
Yeah.
They've used 34 pitchers.
34 pitchers. The outfielder, Kiki Hernandez, has more appearances on the mound than Blake Snell. Kiki Hernandez has been on the hill 5 times for the Dodgers. Snell has been on the mound 2 times for the Dodgers. Pretty crazy. But Tigers are better than them right now. Tigers are better than them right now. Tigers are getting bang for their buck, to say the least.
How many players do you think have pitched for the Tigers this year?
I don't know, 26.
Really good guess, 25.
Is it? Okay.
But that includes Jake Rogers, Tomas Nido. I think those are the only.
I mean, you start thinking about it, you're keeping like 12, 13, 14 out of spring training. Then you're dipping down into Toledo. You're virtually using that entire Toledo staff at some point. And the Dodgers are, what did I say, 36? 34, 36, whatever I said. That's in the double A. 34 pitchers they've used. It's crazy. Anyway, but the Tigers are by far the best team in the American League Central. 14 games clear of second place Kansas City, 24 games over 500. The amount of wins they've had since last August 11th, I think it was, they're 89-47. 89-47.
Absolutely incredible. 42 games above 500 during that time.
Yep. And last night, another win over a playoff caliber team in Tampa. How'd they get it done? Well, it started with a Javi Baez absolute moonshot into the bullpen in left center field. You had a home run from Zach McKinstry. You had Colt Keith had a homer. You had a very good pitching performance from Cater Montero, who, you know, what an absolute underrated performer he's been this year for this team. I mean, I guess people are really paying attention, notice it, but coming into this year, Cater Montero was not top of mind, and he is playing a crucial role when they need it the most.
Cater Montero has pitched very well for the Tigers in 7 of his 12 outings. He has given up two earned runs or less. And these are, you know, if he's not starting, he's getting the bulk innings when they do an opener. So effectively being a starter. And that's pretty good to get that kind of ratio, 7 out of 12, 2 earned runs or less. That's pretty good. Given these opportunities, he pitched well last night. He pitched for Toledo last week, his last start in Toledo. I think he gave up 1 run in 6 innings or something. I mean, he also pitched well in that game. So he can get a little bit of a hot streak here. And I think for the time being, let him pitch every fifth day. Don't have to worry about, you know, when Sawyer Gibson Long comes back from a neck strain or whoever else is, you know, is Troy Melton coming up. Don't have to worry about that. Let him pitch until you need to do something else. And inevitably, the Tigers will do that. Did A.J. Hinch will say, look, I want to give my guys a day off. Let's bring up, maybe they bring up Troy Melton and give him an opportunity. Or if Dietrich ends, they want to give him another start or whomever it is. They will do some spot starts from time to time just to break things up and have an extra day off. But in the meantime, Cater Montero is pitching well enough that you don't have to worry about it too much.
Take your time, Alex Cobb. You know, I mean,
he's taking plenty of time, if he really exists.
yeah, I mean, you get into these situations where you're right. He's providing them with the luxury of everybody else sorted out, and Cater Montero just shows up and he'll give you 5-6 innings and keep you in the game. Usually,
he's done the job, and with Jack Flaherty pitching tonight, be nice to see Jack Flaherty go 6 innings again. That'd be great. His last 2 starts, he's been better. He's given up 3 runs in each of his last 2 starts. I think one of them he gave up 3 runs in 1 inning, and the other one he gave up 2 runs in 1 inning. So he's had a couple of bad innings, but otherwise had pitched really well around that. I think he ended up striking out 7 in a row in one of the starts. So let's hope Jack Flaherty is back to being the Jack Flaherty we really liked over the last season.
Okay, so Jason Stark from The Athletic did sort of this midsummer takeaways where he spoke to executives around Major League Baseball who were granted anonymity so they could speak freely. And they brought up a number of topics. One of them was the Tigers. We'll get to that in a minute. First, of the trade deadline. They said, you know, Baseball Reference right now says there's 25 teams within striking distance of some kind of playoff spot, which means you've got 5 teams, the Rockies, the Nationals, the Pirates, the Athletics, and the White Sox, that are all defined as sellers. Then you've got teams that are on that buy-sell tightrope trying to figure out what they're going to do. The executive said there's 4 teams that will shape the trade deadline, depending on what they decide to do. Arizona.
Yep.
The Minnesota Twins.
Boston.
The Cleveland Guardians. And the Boston Red Sox. Those are the 4 teams that really, they don't know which direction they're going to go, but they will change the trade deadline. And the first one of them that decides to be a seller might be the team that gets the best deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And right now, I mean, even though Minnesota and Cleveland are not playing good baseball, and Minnesota's 4 games below 500 and Cleveland is 7 games below 500, you throw Kansas City in the mix too, they're 4 games below 500. They are 5, 5, and 6.5 games respectively behind the wild card race. So I understand why these teams are still trying to make that decision. It looks like there's no hope for any of the teams in the Central to catch the Tigers. But can they get hot enough to get in on a wild card? It's going to be tough. But if you're looking for a path for those teams, I mean, the 2 wild cards right now, the top 2 wild cards right now come from the American League East. So there's just going to be a bunch of cannibalism in the American League East that allows for a team in the Central to get in. So yeah, it's an important couple weeks for those teams.
Okay, whether or not there's a great team in baseball, one NL executive said, when I look at teams and try and break down a great team in its simplest form, I say, who has a great offensive club with great starting pitching and a great bullpen? I don't think there's any team in baseball that says right now we're great in all 3 of those things, or even we're really good at all 3 of those things. I think that's interesting because we always talk about there's no such thing as a perfect team. You try and achieve perfection. Right. But this really started with the Jim Leland Tigers, where there was, you know, they were winning a ton, but it was constantly being pointed out what they didn't have by the fan base. And we're like, yeah, you're right. But, you know, Yankees lack this, or the Athletics lack this, or whoever teams, you know, you're always trying to make up for what you're missing. But again, this year they're not seeing any team that fits that bill.
Well, with the Tigers, I think you could say that their lineup is really good. Pitching-wise, this is where the questions come in because, yes, you have maybe the best pitcher in baseball in Tarek Skubal. After Tarek Skubal, you got 15 starts from Casey Mize where he's pitched awfully well. Do you think he's that pitcher? Is that who he is? The guy who's got a 2.63 ERA like he's doing this year? Or is he, you know, above his skis a little bit? We'll find out. I like the rotation guys for the most part, but it's not a perfect rotation by any means. It's far from it. And the bullpen is good, but not great. The back end, Canely and Vest have been very good for the Tigers and very consistent. But beyond that, there's a lot of inconsistency that goes on. So I think it's accurate to say, if you're going to say, is there a great team in baseball? Maybe not great by the classic sense, but when you look and see that a team is 24 games above 500, it's hard not to say that's a great team when they are clearly the best team record-wise in baseball.
We sit here and talk about how they need a starter. Their starters' ERA is right now 3rd best in baseball, 3.3. Their starters' walks and hits per innings pitch, fourth best in baseball, 1.16. Their starters batting average against, third best in baseball, 227. Like they're, and I feel like it's true, and yet the numbers would tell you that they could be all right without. They could be all right without when it comes to starting pitching.
There are three starters. The top three starters are Skubal, Mize, and Reese Olson in terms of ERA. Olson is a 2.89 ERA. Mize is 2.63, and Tarek Skubal is 2.02. That's incredible. To have three guys in your rotation with below three ERAs.
Yeah.
Is it sustainable? Hopefully it is. Hopefully Reese Olson doesn't have to go on the IL again, or none of these guys do, right? As the 10 starts Reese Olson has made, he's been pretty good. The 15 starts that Casey Mize has made, he's been great. The 18 starts that Tarek Skubal has made, he's elite.
The fact is, if you look at the bullpen, that's where the numbers tell you they're a little bit more mid. They're between 9th and 15th in those categories, whip, ERA, and batting average against. Okay, but they had more to say about the Tigers. These are MLB executives talking with anonymity, so they can be a little bit more honest. What they had to say about the Tigers, you will hear that today at 12:16. Are you going to eat that at 12:35? 97.1 The Ticket. Experience the difference of pure, clean water with CGC Home Services and Kinetico, the best water filter system available. Call CGC Home Services for superior water quality for your home. For a limited time, get up to 20% off with the purchase of a Kinetico Premier Whole House System. CGC also offers Aeris Active Pure technology, reducing 99% of airborne bacteria, viruses, and mold. Visit CGC Home Services online or call 855-339-4242 today to schedule your free analysis.